Welcome back to After Hours. Tonight, I'm featuring the music of the Sons of the Beatles. After an 8-year hiatus from recording, Sean Lennon released his second solo album, Friendly Fire, in 2006. The most popular single on the album was Dead Meat, which he performed live on The Late Show with David Letterman. In 2008, Sean formed a group called The Ghost of the Sabretooth Tiger. This track is called Jardin du Luxembourg.
Though you can't intimidate the trees, a snowman tilting in a terrible breeze. Thank you.
George and Olivia Harrison had one son, Donnie, who was born in 1978. He was not really interested in music as a boy and graduated from Brown University with a degree in industrial design. He was going to be a car designer. But after his father's death in 2001, he collaborated to finish his father's final album, Brainwashed. He played guitar in a number of commemorations of his father, including his induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Donnie formed a band called The New Number Two and played festivals. The band, which took its name from a British cult television series called The Prisoner, released its first album in 2009. This track is called Another John Doe.
I'm rolling your way, road trip travelator. Step on for a while and discover your complaints, yeah. You're pushing me, you're pushing me, I push a printer laser. John Doe and another face to blame, yeah. How many falling stars does it take to wake a nation? It travels through your head and lay your mind out on the pavement. Consuming all in all, it complicates me. Another John Doe and another face to blame,
In 2017, Donnie released his debut solo album called In Parallel. This track is called All About Waiting. Listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio. Ringo Starr had three boys, Lee, Jason, and his firstborn, Zach, who was born in 1965. The other boys slipped out of the limelight, but Zach went on to fame as a drummer like his dad. Zach's godfather was his father's best friend, Keith Moon, the drummer for The Who. Although his father never pushed music with Zach, his godfather gave him his first drum set when he was eight. Zach taught himself to play drums, and by the age 12, was playing in pubs as part of a garage band. He played with a number of bands in the 1980s, but he played sporadically with The Who in the early 1990s and worked with them in their Quadrophenia tour. Critics said he was the best match for the group since Keith Moon passed away in 1978. Here's a tune from The Who's Then and Now album that is a tribute song to John Entwistle, the band's bass player who passed away in 2002. It's called Old Red Wine, with Zach playing the drums.
After crossing the line, dusty old wine, 2,000 a time, an inch of black mud always left behind. They say it turned in while the sun still.
In 2007, Zach began playing with the Britpop band Oasis. Here he's the drummer on this track off their Don't Believe the Truth album, Lila.
Calvin.
This has been After Hours. I hope you've enjoyed the program and will tune in again next Sunday night. If you enjoyed some of the music on this show, you will enjoy Daria's Britpop on Huntley Community Radio Mondays at 12:30 and Wednesdays at 3:30. I encourage you to listen. I'm Kevin Fenner.